The Senior Center address is 20 East State Street in Marshalltown. For more information, call 752-1638 or 754-5744. For information on CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates Program, call 1-866-295-5261.
The Community Calendar airs daily as a service of News Talk 1230 KFJV.
Good morning. It is time once again for our Marshalltown Icons program. This is one of my favorite shows, and I get to see Val Ruff once a week, of course, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, joining us live in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you? Are you staying warm?
I am. I'm cold.
I know. It's like you got to put all these layers of clothes on. It's like bogs you down.
I know. It's nuts, and you try to do the fast walk to the car. And in this weather, you never know. You might end up sliding underneath your car.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we want to get started today with our Marshalltown Icon Show. And this morning, I want to welcome in Aaron McGregor. Aaron's the president of McGregor's Furniture. So welcome to the Marshalltown Icon Show, Aaron.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. So we are going to talk a little bit about, talk about a Marshalltown icon. McGregor's Furniture has been here for a long, long time. And Aaron's going to share a lot of information about McGregor's and their history. And we're also going to talk about things that's new and innovative for today. So let's get started. Aaron, you want to go ahead and just talk with us a little bit about the history of the McGregor's or the McGregor family?
Sure, sure. Well, we started in business about 120 years ago in 1896, and Oskaloosa was where our first store was. Then we moved to Marshalltown here in 1928 and have been very happy to be here for all those years. We moved on to open several more locations. Some we've since closed. We had a store in Albert Lea for a short time back in the 70s, closed in the 80s. We just found that doing business in Iowa was a better fit for us. So we stayed in Iowa, and we service customers all the way up to the northern border, going to Minnesota, go all the way down to the southern border and go into Missouri. We do deliver into Illinois on occasion, used to deliver there a lot more when we were in the Burlington location, closed that store a couple years ago. But very happy to do business here in Marshalltown.
Well, we're excited that you're here. I know your family has a rich history also in this area. So thank you for sharing that. 1928, there's a lot of similarities that were happening in the early 1900s as far as how businesses were booming here in the Marshalltown area. A lot of similarities. And I think it would be, and I'm sure our listeners may know or not, but, you know, we talked about as we were waiting to come in, Aaron, about the other over 100-year-old businesses. You know, we've got Apgar Photography, Helberg's Jewelry, McGregor's Furniture, Willard's Furs. And what I love about that is that they're all still here in Marshalltown, and they're still run by the families.
Yeah.
So I think that speaks volumes for the businesses and what Marshalltown brings to our community.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So do you want to share a little bit about maybe what your mission is, or, you know, talk about, you know, the mission of McGregor's Furniture and how you've stood the test of time?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. My forefathers had a lot to do with that. I just came into the family business in 2002. My father just retired a couple years ago, and Bob McGregor just a couple years after that. So I've had a lot of help from great family members, obviously. You know, we try to take care of our customers, and that's the big thing. We have customers through generations. We send out comment cards at the end of a purchase because we want to hear how we did and what we didn't do well so we can get better at it. And I constantly get remarks about how my grandparents and parents have shopped with you, and I'm third generation, and that really warms the heart. It makes me feel very good.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and I could say that I'm definitely a second, probably a third generation shopper as well. So I remember my parents built a house, and it was the first time we got new furniture, and it's like, wow, I really get to have new furniture. Just think about that. And it's like, I was a freshman in high school. And I'm not going to tell you when that was, but, you know, it is. It's exciting to know that you get to have some new furniture. And so it's kind of a blessing. And so it's a fun thing, too. So let's talk about number of employees that you have at McGregor's Furniture.
McGregor's. We have in total about 100 employees. We have 6 locations. We're in Marshalltown here. We're also in Ottumwa. We opened there in 1945, then in Waterloo in 1946. We went into Fort Dodge in 1974, Coralville in 1987. And between all those locations, we have about 100 employees. Some of them we're celebrating this year 40 years, 30 years with us. I'm very proud to have employees that have been with us that long.
You know, that speaks volumes to the business and the family and how you take care of your employees. So that's, I wasn't aware that you had that. Did you say 6 locations?
Yes.
Okay, 6 locations around the state.
Yes.
Okay, great. And so you took over in 2002.
I came back to the business in 2002, spent some years learning the business. I had been out doing other things. I was out in Colorado, worked for a resort. So my degree's in accounting. So it was the financial side. So I had to come in and learn the operational side of the business, the retail business.
Sure.
And so I spent a lot of years doing that. So I took over as president about 2 years ago, somewhere in there. So it's been fun. A lot of fun.
Good, good. That's good to know. That's good to know. So we're talking about the Marshalltown location. And then I don't know if you want to share, you know, your current location is in the downtown. I don't know. Have you been in the downtown since 1928?
We have. Okay. We bought the building in 1928. We used to have our corporate offices above Willard's Furs there, and then moved our corporate offices in the second floor at 111 West Main Street. So it's a fun place. It's a great place to be downtown. We have a wonderful downtown.
Yes, we have a great downtown, and it's fun to, I remember as a you know, as a youth, that's where we commerce was in the downtown. And so everything was in downtown.
Do you remember Scooping the Loop in high school? Did you guys do that?
That's funny you should say that. We actually had a conversation about that.
I had somebody talking to me about that the other day.
Scooping the Loop?
Scooping the Loop. They grew up here in the 60s. And I was like,
Wait. I'm not.
Well, that's, I know. And I said the same thing. I said, well, I'm not originally from here. But I, and so they started talking about Scooping the Loop. And then they explained the loop.
Yes.
And parking lots that they would drive through, and you know, some of the restaurants they would go visit while they were scooping the loop.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I can tell you that was happening in the late 70s.
Okay, well, so
thank
it was
you for moving.
Okay, so it was also happening then as well. That's good to know. We need to take a break.
Oh,
here. So
okay, perfect timing. Well,
yeah,
we'll
it
be back
perfect
with
time.
Our second segment of the Marshalltown Icons.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
What inspires you to create? Hi, this is Heidi Kaizen from Hen and Chick Studio, the quilting and scrapbooking store in Conrad. I host Create with Heidi every Wednesday morning right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Create with Heidi will give you information, projects, and ideas. Create with Heidi airs every Wednesday at 8:35 a.m. My show is also a podcast on my website, henandchickstudio.com, where every show is archived. So make a date with your radio. Create with Heidi on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Ugh, what's that smell?
Wow, that's pretty strong. Did we lose an Easter egg under the couch?
That rotten egg smell at home, at work, or in your neighborhood could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area right away. Don't touch light switches, open garage doors, or even use a phone. That could cause a dangerous spark. Just get out and take others with you. Once outside, call Alliant Energy at 1-800-ALLIANT. If gas is blowing, call 911. Smell gas? Move fast. It could save your life. Learn more at alliantenergy.com/safety.
Welcome back. It is our Marshalltown Icons program. Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff is hosting. And welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. Today we are featuring our icon is McGregor's Furniture. And today we're visiting with Erin McGregor. And her and I were just talking at the break. And so I definitely want to make sure that we talk about this. She'll share kind of a fun story with us about when you took over here in 1928. What was in that facility that was is now known as McGregor Furniture? Let's share that with listeners.
Back in those times, furniture stores also sold couch caskets. So they tended to also be undertakers. And so back when we purchased the building, it was Wilbur Furniture and Purcell. And Purcell, obviously, an undertaker. People probably remember that name. And so when we bought the business, we only purchased the furniture side. The Purcells moved to another West Main Street location. But before 1928, when you walked in the front door of the Marshalltown store, the undertaking business was on the right and the furniture business was on the left. So a weird history of furniture and how that all worked. Obviously, we stayed in the furniture side of the business. So.
Sure. Well, that is a very interesting story. And I'm just thinking about how that might work today. Maybe more people would be more apt to plan their funeral arrangements during their furniture shopping. Maybe there's something
to that.
Not everybody's comfortable with that. So it might deter them.
Professionals.
It might deter them from coming in and doing some furniture shopping.
Yes, absolutely.
So anything else about the history of the building? You know, we were just talking about what a unique and fun building that you have.
It is. We joke that we have a ghost in the building. When I'm there working late at night, I constantly hear all kinds of noises. And so I've made friends with a ghost long ago, and we've named, we each name who we think the ghost is. And we tell people stories about our ghosts and tell them when they start, don't worry. You know, sometimes the elevator door will open and close and do weird things, you know. Don't worry about it. The ghosts are friendly, though. So it's a fun building. There's nooks and crannies. I like taking people on the tours and going through these back hallways and getting people lost because it's a really cool building.
Yeah, it is. It's very unique. And that's another thing that we love about our downtown is the rich history of our buildings and that they're all still in place.
Yeah.
I think that says a lot. So let's talk a little bit about some of the furniture options that you carry today that folks might want to be aware of.
Oh, boy. We just got back from Furniture Market in October, and it's always a really exciting time. I love going to market, seeing all the new styles, seeing the new fabrics. You see what colors are coming out for the year, and furniture really follows fashion a lot. And so what you see on the runways for color, you end up seeing in the fabrics on furniture. And so it's exciting to go, and then you come back and try to put your plan together of how you want your floors to look and what you want to offer your customers, and it's hard because it's not just about what I like, it's about what I think my customers might like. Mm-hmm. and there's a wide range of tastes out there, and we try to make sure we fit every budget, because not everybody has the same budgets, obviously, so we try to get the best quality for the best prices, and so it's a really exciting time to come back and put our lineups together.
I bet that is a lot of fun. So what are the hot colors for this next season?
Well, They tend to, I saw a lot of pastels, which I'm not a pastel, but last market was more the gem tones. Mm-hmm. And we tend to get it about a year behind. So what we see at one market, we usually start to see more in our area the next market, mm-hmm. By the next market. And I think it's just the coasts will start to see them. They're a little, bit more progressive. And then it moves inland.
Mm-hmm.
We're always trying to plan ahead. We're planning lineups for next year. It's fun to go and change those up a lot.
I bet. And I know I was just in your store not too long ago with a friend who was doing some shopping. And, she a little bit about her is that it has to be able to be farm friendly. It has to be able to take the things that are on your pants or your jeans and stuff, and it's just all this criteria. And I did notice that the fabrics are very different and unique, and I know there's the microfiber and a lot of the synthetics that look like the real,
absolutely.
Leather. Or
the big thing at this market was fabrics called Revolution or Live Smart. So they're fabrics that look, a lot of the durable fabrics tend to look durable, if you know what I mean. These fabrics more, they have a lot of color, they have a lot of texture to them, but they have a story to them. So they did this test at market where they would pour salsa on the fabric and then just scoop it up and wipe it off, and the fabric would be still fine, no staining. And so where we have to get those fabrics for lift chairs, for instance, they have to be very, very durable and stand up to a lot of you know, foods and such. Those fabrics are fun to have, so we can be a little give a little bit more variety in that area.
So that's interesting that you share that you have lift chairs.
Oh, absolutely.
So you have quite an extensive I know that those are very popular,
absolutely,
and a lot of folks need those. So that
absolutely
could be a great idea for Christmas beans.
Oh,
we're
absolutely
right around the Christmas season, you
yes
know, a lift chair.
Absolutely. You have the lift chair, and if that's, some people don't like the stigma with the lift chair, we have, you know, a power, lots of power. We're seeing power in everything. Everything, everywhere you touch, you know, they have head-to-toe power now, where they have the adjustable headrest, adjustable foot, adjustable lumbar. They have the USB port, so you can, you know, power up your electronics. It's getting, we always joke that, okay, when are they going to install a toilet and you'll never have to leave?
Yeah,
because they even have the frosty fridges and stuff. So
in your furniture?
Crazy. Oh yes, oh yes. They have all kinds of gadgets out there.
So we can have technology with our furniture.
Absolutely, because why would we not want to have technology everywhere, right?
At our fingertips.
Absolutely.
You know? That is interesting. Yes. Well, I know there's even like specialty seating for
absolutely
when you're watching television. I forget what those big groups are called.
Oh yes, theater seating.
Theater seating.
Oh yes,
yeah. So everything right there.
Everything.
At your fingertips.
Motion stationery. Yes. Mattresses, everything you could imagine.
I bet. So we're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll be back for our final segment of Marshalltown Icons with Erin McGregor.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Come on into Tyson's, more for Christmas.
More savings are in the bag for you now at Tyson's Home Farm Auto during Tyson's Big Red Bag Sale going on through Sunday. 5 days only, just in time for all your holiday shopping. Save an extra 16% off all the regular and clearance price merchandise you can fit in the special Tyson's Big Red Bag. 5 big days of red bag savings through Sunday, December 18th. If it fits in the Big Red Bag and isn't already on sale at even bigger savings, you save 16% more. It's that simple. So wrap up your holiday shopping, stock up on winter supplies, or just treat yourself with the Big Red Bag Sale going on now at Tyson's Home Farm Auto through Sunday, December 18th, plus free shipping on all online orders over $50 these 5 days. Tyson's, more for you.
Come on into Tyson's, more for Christmas. Come on into Tyson's, more for you.
Power tools 10% off. Some exclusions apply.
It's our final segment of our Icons program, talking about McGregor's Furniture today. Val Ruff and Erin McGregor.
Thanks, Kyle. So glad to be back here and sharing a great story and show with Erin McGregor about the McGregor Furniture timeline. They've been with us they've been in business 120 years. They've been in Marshalltown since 1928. So really, definitely a Marshalltown icon. So I'm so glad that Erin was able to take some time to visit with us today. So we've kind of talked about the history. We've talked about your employees. We've talked about the furniture and colors and how it's changed through time. And let's talk a little bit about your investment in the community and maybe some outreach that you're doing through your business.
Well, in each of our locations, I tell all my management staff to find something they're passionate about. I find in my volunteer work, if it's something I'm passionate about, I'm going to do a better job at it. And so I don't try to push my feelings on other staff. I say, find, you know, something that means something to you, whether it's cancer and the Relay for Life, and some maybe St. Jude, you know, different. Maybe it's a local sports teams. You know, they might have children that are very involved in the local athletics, so they want to be involved in that. Whatever it may be, but that's how you sustain yourself in a community, by being part of that community, not just taking from the community, but giving back to the community as well.
You bet.
It's very, very important. So I think that talks to our sustainability. And in doing that, then we're set up to be there for our customers in a different level too. So, but it means a lot to us.
Definitely. And I understand that. The other thing too, you know, when you do that and people see you out, Aaron, and you're out supporting some of the initiatives in the community that people feel strongly about, then, you know, I think they're more apt to return that favor. And, the shop local is really important. I know there's a lot of big box furniture stores out there that do a lot of advertising. And I think I just take this opportunity to remind our listeners that, you know, we do have a nice furniture store here in town. So take an opportunity. Come in and take a look and keep your money local. And I know that even, because I did this personally, there's even some of your furniture that's made in the state of Iowa.
Yes.
So it's like a double thank you to Iowa and Marshalltown.
Well, Restonic Mattress is right over in Toledo. So they are a very local company to us, and they're a great business partner.
Great. That's good to know. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with us about holiday shopping ideas that we could do at McGregor's, or anything else that you want
Absolutely.
To share with the listeners this morning?
Oh, we have a fun array of things, guys, right now. And with what I was talking about with the new lineups, we're trying to clear off, you know, the things off our floor so we can make room in the new year for new lineup items, new colors, new styles. And so we really are ready to sell that floor sample product, and that can go off our floors and into your home right away. So a great idea for the last minute.
Absolutely.
Last minute gift.
So what's the hot furniture item?
Oh, well, everybody loves recliners, of course, for the
recliners.
Man. They have to have their Sunday recliner, that sort of thing. But us ladies like more of our stationary pretty furniture instead of the... So, you know, you have to find that compromise, and I'll leave that to each marital couple to do themselves.
That's right. You don't want to be the referee
when they're coming to
the furniture store.
I am not in marriage counseling, that's for sure.
Just in the furniture business. Retail, we're just here to
absolutely,
sell.
Absolutely.
So anything else that you want to share with the listeners before I plug my community calendar?
I think that is it. You know, we are here for you guys, and we really do care about our customers, and we try to do the very best every day because we want to be around. I want to be able to pass this company on to the fifth generation. I'm fourth generation, and it would mean a lot to me to have somebody in my family come up and still have this company around for a long time to come.
That would be amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a great vision to have, and thank you for sharing that. Thanks for being on morning with us,
thank you,
Aaron.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you. And I just want to take a couple quick minutes here to plug the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau's calendar of events. We have a community calendar, and you can check that out at www.marshalltown.org/events, and you can go on that calendar. And if your event is open to the public, we encourage you to put that on there. It's very easy to do. You just scroll to the bottom of that page, add a new entry, and excuse me, add that entry. And then we put it up on the calendar, and then it's also on the electronic sign that you see in the Hy-Vee parking lot. And then it also is put on our Facebook page. So I would encourage the listeners, if you've got an event or you're part of an organization that has something coming up in 2017, make sure you get that on that calendar early so that, you know, we don't schedule things, because I know a lot of folks go to that calendar, including Kyle, to see what's going on. And so then if you want to make sure you got good attendance at your event, you don't want to schedule it on top of something else, it's a good time to get your event on that calendar. So I want to continue to push that community calendar. And if you're thinking about having an event, or if you're going to host an annual meeting or reach out to someone, the Convention and Visitors Bureau is always here to help you plan that meeting, tournament, sporting event, or conference, whatever it is, we're always glad to help you. So we want to wish everybody happy holidays, and thank you for listening to the Marshalltown Icon Show.
All right, Val, thank you very much, and thank you to Aaron McGregor. That's going to wrap up our program for today. Coming up, we will get to ABC News coverage at the top of the hour, and then we'll join Brian Kilmeade with Kilmeade and Friends right here on KFJB.
You can always find that special gift for Christmas at Starnes TV and Appliance in Grinnell. Ideas include Santa.